Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Luke, chapter 10. The book of Luke, chapter 10. And we're going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. If you found Luke chapter 10, please go to verse 19. Now, I'm going to be reading this particular verse out of the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. All other scriptures will be read from the New King James translation of the Bible. Amen. Luke 10, verse 19. And this is Jesus speaking. I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot and to trample on all the power of the enemy. And in no case shall anything do you harm. Now, the word power is mentioned twice in this verse, and two different words are found in the original Greek. What Jesus actually said was, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. The serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons and evil spirits, and all their cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we got authority over them. Let me repeat that. As believers, we need to realize that we have authority over them. Should the church today have less or need less authority than the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century? I don't think so. And we would be foolish to think so, because our enemy is the same, Satan. He hasn't changed. The benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind that authority. Almighty God himself is the power behind our authority. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Let me repeat that, because it's important that we as Christians understand that. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Once the believer completely understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise their authority and face their enemy without any fear. Amen. And it says, you said, once the believer completely understands. Now, that word understand is an interesting word, because I have given the meaning of that word before. Now, understand is a compound word consisting of two words, under and stand. Under means to submit, and the stand means to point of view. So when you completely understand that God's power is behind him or her, that they can exercise their authority, that means the way God sees it is the way you see it. The way God says it is the way you say it. The way God does it is the way God, the way you should do it. And the results God gets is the way you should get it, because you completely understand. Amen? Now, what is authority is the question. What is authority? Well, authority is simply this. It is delegated power. Delegated power from Almighty God. Amen? Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We know from the word that we have spiritual authority, but we must depend upon the Holy Spirit to help us in ministering that authority. We can't do it by ourselves. As I mentioned earlier, if the devil attacks you, you have authority over him, because you have authority over your own life. You can tell him to leave your home immediately. You can also control situations around you as long as people are in your presence. Let me repeat that. You can control situations around you as long as people are in your presence. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean by that, because some of you might be saying, but what do you mean by that, Pastor McIntosh? Well, Dr. Michelle and I, a few years ago, were getting ready to leave town to go on an assignment. And we were boarding the airplane. And as we settled down into our seats, the gentleman across the aisle from me mentioned to me that he was scared and nervous of flying. So I immediately told him he had nothing to worry about, because I'm on the plane and I've taken authority over this plane, and he has nothing to worry about. As long as I'm on this plane, he has nothing to worry about. I took authority through the power that is bestowed upon me by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to take authority over the situation. And I just settled the man down and said, hey, just sit on back and enjoy the flight, because I'm on him. I took control of the situation. Amen. You see, I controlled that situation. As long as I was in that man's presence, he had nothing to worry about. The word tells us, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Amen. You have to be trained to exercise spiritual authority for yourselves. Amen. You have to be trained. That's why the word tells us to study, to show yourself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And once you do that, you have nothing to worry about. Amen, amen, amen. The only way you are going to know that the word is true is that you are going to have to be a doer of the word yourself. You can hear it from me and you can read it for yourself from others. But the true test is for you to be a doer of God's word and see if it fails. Put God to work. That's what he wants you to do. Go to the book of James, chapter 4. The book of James, chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 7 and 8. And it says this: therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So God is telling us, number one, we have to submit to him. Submit to his word. Then resist the devil, and he will flee. And that word flee means that he will run from you. Amen. Why? Because you have the authority from the backing of Almighty God. Amen. The word tells us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Now, we're not playing a video game. This is not Hollywood. We are dealing with real life situations. Amen. Please go with me to the book of 1 John. That's the epistles of John, chapter 5. 1 John, chapter 5. And we're going to read verse number 4. And it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Amen. So our victory is in our faith. Hallelujah. Now, the situation I said about the airplane, I claim authority over the activity of any satanic activity. Although we had control over the unseen forces, I didn't have control over the will of that individual. We control the unseen forces as long as they are in our presence. And we have to remember that. Amen. We have control over that. Remember, Jesus said the works that he did, we would do even greater than him because he goes to the Father. Amen. And we're able to do that because it's more of us. Hallelujah. Because we love our family and people in general, we want everyone to receive the same benefits God has for them and for our family by his example. God does not show partiality. Never. He is bound by his word. What he does for one, he is obligated to do to the other. Amen? Believers sometimes say they will try something because it has worked for someone else. If they would only study God's word and invest themselves in the principles and the teachings on authority, it will work for them. But if they try to act on God's word without really having that word built up in their spirit, the devil will defeat them soundly. Amen. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 19. The book of Acts, chapter 19. And let's see what I'm talking about, that if you do not have the word soundly established in your spirit, let's see what might happen to you. Acts 19, and we're going to read verses 13 through 16. Very familiar passage. And it says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answers and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them. So they fled out of the house naked and wounded. So we see we have some people that tried to use the same name, Jesus, whom Paul had the authority, but they didn't have the authority, and those demons recognized that. See, the demons will recognize you as a believer because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you can have that authority by speaking and rebuking that demonic spirit. Amen? But these itinerant Jews, these Jewish chief priests, tried to use the name. And the demons asked him, said, wait a minute, man, hold it. He says, now we know Jesus and we know Paul, but who are you? So you can't just go around casting out demons unless you know that you have the authority. Amen? You can only defeat Satan when you have a strong foundation of God's word and you act upon it. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, it says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Your level of faith is directly related to the degree of God's word indwelling in your heart. You are walking in it daily. Amen. Amen. The question might arise, why people lose their healing? Why people lose their healing? When people are in a place where faith is high and the Spirit of God is present, or where the gifts of the Spirit are in operation, it's relatively easy for them to receive healing. This is what happens in large meetings or revivals, and I have witnessed such healing powers. However, when those same people who are healed get back to their own home or their own environment, the devil comes along with lying signs. They don't have a strong foundation of faith, and consequently, Satan brings the same thing back on them. What they came to for the healing for is back on them. That's the reason you see people get delivered from evil spirits, sickness, and other attacks, and the next time you see them, they're back where they were. I have witnessed that also, those such consequences. At that point, some would say that those people never received their healing. But how can you say that when a crippled person who never walked before all of a sudden is walking and is healed? Or a blind man receives his sight. If that was not healing, then what was it? Then what was it? It certainly wasn't Hollywood. It wasn't some trick. It was healing. They were just fine until they got home, and after a few weeks, their healing was gone. Why did they lose it? Did God decide he made a mistake and rescinded his healing? Now, we know that is not the case because that's not God. The reality of the matter is that they didn't know their authority. Amen. They didn't know their benefits, or they didn't recognize their benefits or their authority. They didn't know how to sustain onto what they had, so they didn't try to exercise their authority themselves, or they were confessing the wrong thing. You know, the scripture tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you love it, you will eat it. Amen. I've read where Pastor Hagin said there was a woman who had been completely bedridden with arthritis for 3 years. She was stretched out stiff as a board in her bed. She was healed instantly, got up, and walked. Now, you listening to me? She had arthritis for 3 years, stiff as a board. She was instantly healed, got up and walked. Her doctor couldn't find a trace of arthritis in her body, but 6 weeks later, she was as stiff as a board again. Now, why did she lose her healing? What was the cause of her losing her healing? Some people say they hypnotized her, but that isn't the case at all. People get into the presence of God where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation, and it's easy to receive healing because the atmosphere is ripe for the manifestation of those gifts to operate at their optimum capacity. Then, when that person gets back to their personal space, their home, and are really on their own, that's when the battle takes place. Satan's not going to come and attack you in a whole house of believers. Amen. He knows he's going to get his butt ran out of there. That's why the scripture tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to resist against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Or stand against the wiles of the devil. And when you do, you have the armor on. And the thing about this particular scripture, it never tells you to take the armor off. It never tells you to take your armor off. And that's what some people do. They get a little lapse and they take their armor off. But the word of God says, put on the whole armor of God, but to never take it off. That's why people need to be taught the word of God and what their rights, their privileges, and their benefits are as believers. When they can exert that authority for themselves over the devil, diseases, and all circumstances will be defeated. The Bible instructs us to cast out demons. There is a distinct difference between casting out demons and healing the sick. Now, did you hear me? I said there is a distinct difference between casting out demons and healing the sick. There are times when a person's personal condition doesn't respond to prayer and the laying on of hands because there is an evil spirit involved. We got to depend on the Spirit of God to know when demons are present and to know how to deal with them. We're helpless without both the Spirit and the Word. Don't just be a word person without the Spirit, and don't be a spirit person without the Word. Many try to act on the Word of God without the Spirit of God. You got to have both. The Spirit and the Word agree. Amen. The Spirit and the Word agree. In healing, it is not necessary to deal with a spirit every time. But if so, the Holy Spirit will guide you. God is a spirit, you are a spirit, and he will speak to you if a spirit person or an evil spirit is present. You should pay as much attention as to what God doesn't say as to what he does say. Amen. If he doesn't say anything to you, don't try to deal with an evil spirit. Just continue with what you're doing, ministering to the sick. Helpless people need to be ministered to. Sometimes you can carry them on your own faith. But people who know, people who are enlightened, have to walk in the knowledge of what they know. Some are more knowledgeable than others. The more you know, the more is required of you. The scripture tells us, for much is given, much is required. For much is given, much is required. You can be released from oppression and depression in your body and mind. You can exercise spiritual authority over others as long as they are in your presence. You can take authority over all unseen forces. Amen? If you learn how to exercise spiritual authority like that, it will work in your home as well. You can take authority. Yes, you can take authority over either spouse when they are unsaved and they come home arguing or fighting. Either spouse can quietly and calmly rebuke the evil spirit behind the situation and calmly take authority over them. And the situation will change. Amen. The situation will change. Hallelujah. I believe, now looking back on some of the situations in my own personal life, which I caused in our relationship, Dr. Michelle, First Lady of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, took authority over them by doing just that, quietly taking authority and rebuking those evil spirits. She wasn't exercising authority over my will, but over the spirit that made them act the way they did. She was taking authority over the residence, over the house that she had dominion and authority over. Well, I'm just about out of time, but I thank you for joining us. But please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. We see you next week. Be blessed.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.